Blog
but I
Talk
love the
radio.
Way explaining how the United States of America is in Morocco, which the United States isn't. No, it says in Morocco.
Hey, yo, El, what time is it?
It's 7 o'clock.
And
what's up?
I told
hindsight
you
time, that's what's up. Hindsight time. You already know.
Don't leave me. I'm trying to get my knowledge on, too.
That good old knowledge without a college, bro.
Don't be stingy with the knowledge.
You walking on slow, let's get the hard stepping.
You know what time it is. Those who don't listen, special.
Real special, real special. You know, I ain't old as I look, but I'm never too old to get that knowledge.
You are now listening to Hindsight Radio. Peace to the gods. You're now listening to the sounds of Hindsight Radio.
Remember, I told y'all, we believe in showing proof of the things that we teach work.
I want to share a story regarding the injunction. I did the injunction on my car, my house, and my children, and I was stopped by the police. I didn't realize. He said that I was parked in a handicapped parking space. He gave the guy next to me a ticket. So he stopped me, and I said, what's the emergency? He said, there is no emergency. You were just parked in a handicapped parking space. I said, well, I didn't see a sign that said handicapped. He said it was on the ground. I said, well, I didn't see it on the ground either. So he said, ticket. And so he went to his car and ran my plates, and I literally mean he almost ran back to my car with my license and said, have a nice day, and sent me on my way.
What happened to the ticket, though? Where's my damn ticket?
No ticket. He sent me on. He told me to have a nice day and sent me on my way.
Right. Right.
So the injunction does work.
Chris, is that you?
Hello, Akeem. You hear me?
Chris, what's going on? I can hear you. How are you?
All right, man. Good.
Oh. Just tell them what happened when you went to court. And then we'll get into, you know, the letter they gave you in the mail. The little,
yeah,
the Jedi mind trick letter that they sent.
Yeah, I actually think it was a pretty interesting story. I was in court 2 weeks ago. You know, I was basically, I received this letter in the mail telling me if I don't go to court, a whole bunch of things were going to happen. They were going to put me in jail. They were going to, you know, find a, basically rule against me by default. And this is for a child support hearing in Massachusetts. So, you know, we called you up. We got our paper straightened out, paperwork straightened out, filed it, and then I showed up. You know, and I had my basically my plan in mind. You know, I wasn't going to budge. You know, I wasn't going to contract. I wasn't going to agree to do anything. And I was, if I had to, I was ready to tell him. I was ready to tell him why, if I had to, you know. So I show up. All the child support hearings happen in one day, on Wednesday every week. That's right. I felt bad, man, because you could see the sorrow on a lot of men's faces who don't know how to handle, you know, maybe don't know how to handle the business the way they want to. But so there's a table, and you're supposed to check in. And it's got, I can see they got a big pile of papers and envelopes. And the first thing, you know, I just said, I showed him one copy of one of my pieces of paperwork with the docket number on it. I said, look, did you see this docket? You see this docket number in this case? I said, I'm here pursuant to that case. And he said, you know, are you Christopher Rosati? I said, don't worry about that. I said, don't worry about anybody's name. I said, I'm here for that matter.
Right.
He said, well, you got to fill all this stuff out. You got to put your name on the envelope. You've got to fill out finances.
Right.
And I just said, no, thank you. I'm not interested. So anyways, I'm sitting down and I'm watching people go into this room. You know, they get called, you know, woman versus man, whatever their name might be. And they go into a room. It doesn't look like a courtroom at all. It looks like a normal sit down meeting room.
Like a room. Yeah. You know? Like a little. Like, actually, it's like a equivalent to the police interrogation room. That's what it is.
Yep. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
right. And that's where I see everyone going, right? And this is clearly,
right.
You know, they got the paperwork. These are the new cases. You could tell the people who their order hasn't been established yet, and they're going to work it all out. I can see that.
Right.
Now all of a sudden, you know, I refused to sign their paperwork when I got there. I hear my
mm-hmm.
last name yelled very loud by a woman.
Yeah.
I said,
we're losing you, Chris.
Person.
Go ahead, I can hear you, Chris.
Oh,
now.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So I said, are you talking to the natural person or the corporate entity? And she didn't like that. And she just took her paperwork. She before I could finish what I was trying to say, she took that paperwork and she hit me in the chest with it. And she told me to fill it out. Yeah. She told me, you fill
it out. I was
charged
with assault. That's assault.
Yeah.
Man.
So I just said, you know, ma'am, I'm here only under duress. I got a very threatening letter, and that's that. And I said, I'm not filling out your paperwork. So I went to give the stuff that she threw at me back to the man at the table, and he looked very nervous, this guy. And he said, sir, the judge won't see you without that paperwork. He said, you've got to fill that out. And I said, yeah, man, I'm just not interested. And he said, well, may your best be with you. That's what he told me. So next thing I know, I hear my name screamed even louder by that same woman, you know, maybe 10 minutes later. She sounded angry. She says, courtroom 11. Now, I'm looking around. On the floor I'm at, there's no courtroom 11, right? So I got to go. I look, and it's upstairs. So obviously, I'm not going to the same room everybody else is going to. I can see that.
You're not going to the administrative, dealing with administrators. You're going to actually see a judge. Go ahead.
So, yeah, I went. Yeah, we went and then sat down, you know, all rise, then to the honorable judge, you know, whatever her name is. And then, you know, I see some cases being heard in front of me, and they're all for existing orders, you know, modifications, people who are in arrears. You know, it's very different from what I thought, you know, they were here to see me for. So I think that's strange, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I look, and the DOR attorney, the Department of Revenue attorney, you know, is that woman who was screaming at me. She's over there at the bench. Right.
How does the Department of Revenue get on this? God, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So
now I know why she was so angry. Partially because she had to come all the way downstairs because they didn't know what to do with me. They didn't, you know, you know, this guy, he's not doing the paperwork, and now I can see. So eventually I get called up, you know, they call my name, and they ask me to state my name, and I say it as properly as I could, my name the way I like to say it, and I say natural person, right, doing business as, and then I say, which is my en legis in commerce, you know, and the judge, she was pleasant. She said, okay, that's fine. And then she said, you know, raise your hand. You know, raise your hand and swear the oath. And my arms are folded. I didn't move because I don't swear oaths to any man or to any man-made institution, right? And the judge looked at me and she said, whoa, you're not going to swear the oath? And I said, well, I just told you, you know, exactly. I don't swear to any man or institution. I swear to only the God Almighty himself. And I said, I'm a man of God. And she said, okay, well, it's not an oath. It's an affirmation. And I said, Your Honor, in all due respect, you know, an oath is synonymous. I'm sorry, an affirmation is synonymous with an oath. And I swear only to God Almighty himself. And she looked a little... She just looked a little confused, but not upset or angry.
Right?
Right. And the DOR attorney just says, you know, Your Honor, this guy over here, you know, he basically won't even tell us his name. He shouldn't be heard before the court, is what she said. Right? That's what she said.
So that says a lot when they say that.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I think it was secret code for get this guy out of here because he's, you know, he's going to make us all look, you know, like we don't know what we're doing. And then, the opposing party, the mother, she had also hired a private attorney, right? And the judge looked at her, this private attorney, who's a woman. The judge said, you know, who are you? And she said, oh, I'm the private attorney. And the judge said, all right, well, what do you make of this? And this is exactly what the private attorney said. She said, "I've never seen anything like this in my whole life."
And, they didn't even know how to rebut that. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, because and I'm just imagining if I hired an attorney, and that's what I heard them say. At my case,
I would not be confident. Right.
But you know, you gotta think at this point. You know, we'd done the affidavit of rebuttal, affidavit of fact. You know, we've done the estoppel at that point. You know, the injunction, color of law form. You know, there's a lot of paperwork I think that attorney had taken a look at, and quite frankly, I don't think she knew how to rebut any of that.
No, they're not sure how to deal with that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think she was being honest when she said, "I've never seen this before."
Mm-hmm.
And then that was it. The judge just plainly looked up and said, "You know what? All right, you'll receive my order in the mail." That was it. I walked out of there. Nobody asked me if I was a father. Nobody asked me to take a paternity test. Nobody asked me how much money I make. They got no information on me because I wouldn't give it.
You got something in the mail. What was it?
Yeah. So last Friday, I got a letter in the mail that initially did scare me, but I didn't look at it deeply enough and understand it enough when I first saw it. But it basically said, you know, it looks like a motion. It looks like a motion that was put before the court to establish paternity with a DNA test. And, you know, at the bottom it says approved or denied, right? And it's got a circle, or allowed, rather. And it's got a circle around allowed. So I'm like, damn.
Right.
Right, but what you helped me to realize in looking at that is that where a judge would have signed and then made their name in, you know, clear below it in print, and where they also would have stamped it, right? There was no judge's name.
There was no clerk of court stamp on there. Where's the clerk of court stamp?
You have a fucking template. You have a motherfucking script that a fucking monkey can read.
What are we talking about, man? What's going on with you?
Hey, listen, is Akeem there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Akeem, you still
here? I'm here. I'm in the back.
Check this out. You know, I talked to you on a conversation, John. You remember I was giving you that testimony about the RS thing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I had not so long ago got out the RS on the folks by the house and everything, and I ordered that DVD, the RS DVD from you guys, and I did for me, man. Listen, they said I owed it $83,000. They sent the lady here. She went all to my rental properties telling the people they don't have to pay no rent, pay it to them. Okay?
Yeah.
Then they came here again. So I say, you know what? Let me send this letter. I sent a letter to her. I sent a letter to the commissioner, exactly what you said to do. I sent about three letters so far. Guess what? They called my job and told my job to disregard the garnishment. She called those rental property people and told them, say, listen, y'all better pay your rent because we can't help you. And the tenant called my son who's managing the thing and told him, they're so sorry for holding the rent back. And then this, man. And they can't even talk to the lady no more. She done changed her number.
Listen, man. Let me say this. This is why you tune into Hindsight Radio.
That letter, listen, man. That thing is powerful. Listen, this what's up.
Remember, I told y'all, we believe in showing proof of the things that we teach work.
Everyone in the hood, everyone.
Well, you know, I don't know. I can't, like I said, I can't speak for them. So, don't take it as me saying they didn't do it. They might have done it right now. I don't know. But I know I did it that same within a few months after you had left.
And you
know what I'm saying? After we had chopped it up. Man, I hadn't even defaulted him, and he had pulled me over, and the dude ran. When I turned around, he ran to give me my license, and then he turned around. He said, have a good evening. By the time I turned around and say something back to him, he sprinted back to his car.
What's good, man? Touch bases on the what Akeem was talking about last night, man. Yo, if y'all did not hear that show, man, bro dropped some jewels. You hear me? I'm talking about, like, you could have ran off from the Diamond District and you had as much as what he just dropped last night. Like, it was that serious. It was that serious. But I talked to Joey Sunday. I listened to the King last night. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, everything's coming together, man. I'm liking the way y'all doing it, man. Y'all really doing y'all thing with that.
Thank you, brother. I mean, like I said, to me, all of this is a law school, man. We got to pull it all together, make it make sense, make it work for y'all, make y'all get remedy. We're not here just to fucking talk to y'all. We want remedy. We want y'all to have remedy.
Yeah, now what I was going to tell you, I did have some remedy to share with you, man, some more remedy. On top of, you know, last week I talked to you, I was telling you about I did the CPN, and I did open the bank account, got the credit card. But I actually did a tax letter for a brother out in the Outer Banks. I'm in North Carolina, and he was actually $300,000 in tax debt, bro.
Mm-hmm.
The IRS called him. You know, they did not do it by correspondence of mail. You know, they try to change it up. You know what I'm saying? You know how they get. You know, they real crafty.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't get mad at that. So they told him would he be willing to settle for $10,000? I said, what? I said, get the fuck out of here.
Yo, so you mean to tell me the IRS called him up, told him to do a court of satisfaction?
No, the IRS, basically, they didn't know they told him to do that, but they called him and told him, you know, he was $300,000 in debt. They got the letters. Well, he'd like to set up for $10,000. He was like, well, who was corresponding to the letters? She was like, well, I had to send it to somebody higher up than me, and they came back and told me to actually could you settle for $10,000. Off of $300,000, bro.
Exactly.
Exactly. So, you know, the money, one thing I say is the law is the money, and money begets money, more money, more money, more money, like you say. So,
more money, more money.
So, I actually got a brother, he's in jail right now, you know what I'm saying? He called me, and, you know, he's trying to get some things orchestrated. Because, you know, he got caught with a lot of, you know, this, that, and the third. I ain't going to get into that on the public line, but, yeah, you know, it just got me to another place. Like, I heard from a guy today, and he's $2 million in taxes.
Right.
So, you know, more money, more money.
Exactly.
Yeah, hey, but the thing is, man, I don't sit there and say, well, you know, this is what I'm doing, da 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 da. I say, well, you know, if you want to learn, I'll show you where to look. But
exactly.
If you want me to do your legwork for you, then, you know, pay like you wait. And I never forget, bro, when I came down there and I talked to you, you was like, man, there's so many people with money that's looking for smart people to help them defend it, make more, and exclude it from taxes and shit like that. So, you know, I ran with it.
What up, Joey? Peace. What's up, peace? Not much, man. It's Eli, man. I'm loving the show today, man.
Man, appreciate it, bro. We done went into overtime.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Oh, my bad, man. But I had to hit one, man. I just ran to the store to grab me a bottle of water, right?
Right, right.
And I'm in Georgia. I got expired plates. I just got my default off about 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Man, this motherfucker was so close to my bumper, man, at the stoplight, D. Yo.
I know he was.
Yo, man, I'm like, come on the phone with my man. And I'm like, yo, motherfucker, right up on my bumper and shit. I'm like, yo, this nigga about to hit me.
Just knew he was going to pull you over, right?
B, I fucking made the left. When I made the left, he didn't even hit his gas hard. The motherfucker had already started backing off when he made the left. Behind me.
Uh-huh.
I made the left turn into my neighborhood. He kept it moving, B.
And
you know how they do in Georgia, nigga. You don't pass go in Georgia. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, you don't pass go in Georgia.
Y'all heard it. That's why.
it's time for Jonah Bay on Hindsight Radio. You're listening to Jonah Bay exclusively on Hindsight Radio.
All right, all right. Peace to the gods. Peace to the gods. It's your boy, Jonah Bay. It's Consultation Wednesday with your boy, Jonah Bay. We are going to be in Virginia Beach this weekend doing a seminar dropping mad new information on your nationality. Looking forward to seeing y'all there. If y'all want to come out and check us out, go to akeeml.com for the information and the whole nine. Being that I'm a little under the weather since I got back from New York, you know, the temperature there in New York was like 60, 65, and I was leaving 90, and I didn't bring no jacket. I got caught up, and it was raining. But anyway, a little strain on the voice, but I'm especially going to have to save my voice for this weekend. I'm going to be talking all damn day. But anyway, the show is going to be early. Normally, I wouldn't even come on, but I'm going to have an hour show today with that. I'm going to open up the call line in a little while right after Joey does his announcement for next weekend. Peace to the God. Peace. Joey, that's you?
Yo, yo, peace. Peace to the God. Hey. What's happening?
What up, God?
What's good? What's all good, my brother? How you doing?
I'm good, I'm good. Voice is a little strained, man. It's all these damn consultations I'm doing. You know, I didn't caught up on my consultations. And, you know, we put the time down to the consultation to 15 minutes. But, shit, that ain't stop people from setting them up, man. They hit me up because they know I'm free.
My schedule just
now
freed
I'm
up.
Able to keep up with them, you know, and get to everyone. It's a dream come true. But it's been a strain on my voice doing all them consultations.
It has made it a lot easier, though. For sure.
I'm able to do 10, 15 consultations in one day. I was never able to do that before.
Right. Maximizing that time.
Mm-hmm.
That's roughly about 4 consultations an hour.
Right. That's good.
It's actually good. Not bad at all.
Get people knocked out, get their questions answered, help them with their cases.
Yeah, people don't be having to wait 2-3 days and shit.
Exactly. Shit, they were doing good if they only had to wait 2-3 days with me, man. I couldn't keep up with
the
demand.
That's true. That's true. That is true. So, yeah, we got a seminar coming up. Let me drop that info. It's going to be in Miami next weekend on the 29th. We're going to be at the Courtyard Marriott at the Miami Airport. And the address, let me drop the address for everybody. Okay, it's the Courtyard Marriott, Miami Airport. The address is 1201 Northwest Lejeune Road. And it's from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. If you want to reserve your tickets, you can go to makemorecommerce.com or you can pay at the door. Again, that's the Nationality Freedom Seminar, September 29th, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., Marriott Courtyard, 1201 Northwest Lejeune Road. Come out. We'll be happy to see y'all. MakeMoreCommerce.com for tickets or at the door.
Be there. Be like square.
It's a commercial. I feel like it's doing like an advertising. I guess that is an advertising. I feel like I was doing like a radio spot. It is a radio spot.
It is.
Yeah, it is, though.
Well, with that being said, let me open up the call line, see what the questions are. We ain't got much time. I'm going to 616-723. Peace to the God. Peace.
I told Donnie, I said, no, man, I ain't putting no answer here. He said
616-723.
Yo.
Man, that's crazy.
Nigga said, I told Donnie.
I know. Sound like my grandpa or something, man. They talking on the porch, drinking and shit, talking
shit.
Yeah,
that's what it sound like and shit.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to 336-722. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God, Elder Bay Ali. That's
well,
funny,
my brother.
Man,
that's our people, man. That's our people. They got hella personality.
Peace to the God, Joey. What's up?
Peace to the God. How you doing, brother?
You have a you have a great voice for the radio thing, man. You know, I mean, I love the way you present yourself and the way you talk on
the
radio and stuff, man. So big ups to that, bro. You know.
Yeah, you got nice.
You know, this shit come. Well, I appreciate y'all. Yeah. You know, this shit come natural after a while, man. You know, you got to get used to hearing your voice.
I don't know, man. I hate my voice.
Bro. You be dropping.
I hate my voice.
But
I do it anyway.
You got a real distinction.
Nah, Elder, you straight. You got the voice
I really wish I had a deeper voice. I take Joey's voice, man.
I mean, this nigga Akeem sound like Barry White.
You know what I mean? But you know what I'm glad is I have a distinctive voice. Like, people hear me talk, they be like, yo, that's Jonah Bay. I ain't never even met him before. I know that's
exactly.
him. I call someone and I be trying to play games on the phone on my consultation, acting like I'm a regular person calling, whatever. They like, what up, Jonah Bay? I'm like, damn, how you know it was me?
Right. Oh, man, you Monday show, Elder, you was dropping. You was going in so hard,
yo.
It was crazy.
Yo.
It was crazy.
Yo,
there's
a lot of info
really
on that show.
Teaching y'all a lot. So now when we go back over the old information, it means something totally different now.
Yes.
So
I guess my question is, based on what you...
Y'all got to go to the archives and go back and listen. It's going to mean something different.
Wow. Based on that, then I'm getting ready to put the whole BC with the authentication in there as well as the affidavit of ownership. True or false?
Mm-hmm. Yo, I mean,
right.
I'm going to lie. I'm back inside the archives my damn self. Listen. Like, damn, some word? Hold on. What?
Right.
And I'm like, damn, it
right.
came out my mouth. But that's what
well,
happened.
See, I went back over that 28 USC.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I went back over the 28 USC, that 1733, and
right.
I saw that thing. It said that the properly authenticated copy of the document shall be admitted equal with the originals.
Exactly.
Elder,
they can't beat us as
danger.
Elder. They cannot beat us when we make our claim. When we go make
exactly.
the claim under UCC 8-112, they ain't going to be able to
shut
withstand us, man.
Word.
But nah,
go in
a lot of
go
these niggas
want right
to listen to, they want to listen to them niggas on YouTube that's leading them nowhere.
Right. Nowhere. Nah, all the truth is with the hindsight. Yeah,
you know?
Y'all dropping the
list.
You show
why
up where it is in the law.
New evolution in hindsight. That's the reason why they be hating, because we leading y'all somewhere. You know, if you're going to follow someone, know where they taking you. Don't just say follow me. Tell me where the hell we going.
Hell yeah, because see, what kills me is I notice even in these courts, the clerk will tell you some shit like, you know, you got to be born in this state. Or she'll say some shit like, we can't get, you know, the vital statistics in another state to do what we say. So we ain't going to sign orders because, you know, we can't move vital statistics in another state. Like, full faith and credit, we don't know nothing about that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And even worse, they in there saying shit like, you know, you got to be born in the state. I mean, you know. Real talk, Elder. I'm assuming that the new nationality gonna drop bombs on that information right there.
Oh my God, it's crazy. Like, I don't know if niggas ain't gonna be at these seminars. I mean, boy, y'all playing with
uh-oh.
Yourself. I don't care if you was at an old one. We got a different mind.
Right.
We got a different mind.
We got to be in there, y'all.
All right. Let me say this, and he gonna get mad at me, cause I told that nigga to shut his mouth. Tell him what you told White Chocolate. Fuck it. I got a big ass mouth.
You're a teacher.
Nah, I can't do that to you.
Alright. But all I know is Joey Bounce is a national, y'all. That's it. That's all we're gonna say.
Ooh. Oh shit.
Through a whole new process. Like I said, nigga, we always working.
Y'all but hear that?
It is what it is, y'all. Be there, be square.
Be there, be square, man. You know, I ain't gonna spill the beans on the radio, but y'all know it's official.
It's official.
Word up. It's official. Word up.
And let me say, he's not a U.S. national. He's a Moroccan national.
Whoa.
Matter of fact, let me say it the way the document says. He is a United States of America national in Morocco.
Ah, word. Oh, that's major right there. We got to get to the seminar. We got to come in.
Yeah, and let me say this. This wouldn't have happened. Well, I fucked up, and then we was able to get more insight. So, I was being a student, you know, and I actually did everything correctly, but I forgot to do a couple of main things at the very end that allowed us to get more insight. So,
right.
You know,
He was going to go regardless, but he left some information out of the mailing. Called me and said, I said, man, you fucked up, but fuck it. Let's see what happens. And
boom,
it gave us a lot of insight. A lot of insight. But it was a go. It was a go no matter what. Even the second time, it was a go. But they were trying to trick you where you wouldn't have known exactly what it was that was making it go.
Yep, because of the mind game on me.
When we put both of them together, it was easy to see what it was. You know what I mean? So, like I keep on telling you, we are 90% failure, man. Don't be
failure.
Afraid.
Word.
You fail. I am nice with this shit because I be failing.
I personally respect you more because you fail and you keep right on keeping your eye on the prize and you keep going
right.
forward.
And if
I
have to
you
come
more
back,
for that.
If I got to come back and correct myself and be like, yo, that information wasn't good. This is the way we need to do it. I'll do that. You know what I mean? Because
That's inspirational for me.
It's all about remedy, man. It ain't about all these other motherfuckers trying to look good to you, trying to look superior. Fuck all that.
Right. Fuck all that. Word up. That seems to be like a common cold or some shit going around with niggas. I don't know.
Right.
You know, it's like everybody just want to, you know, try to be superior somehow, you know? I'm like, you know, maybe we should focus on this remedy, yo.
We need remedy. We got a goal of getting remedy. We got a goal of getting our land back. The hell with looking good doing it. I don't care if I look good doing it, long as I win in the end, long as I get it done.
Speaking of land, Elder, let me ask you this question, and then I'm going to bow out. What you think about concerning land, like property and stuff? If you authenticate the general warranty deed of a property, and it's supposed to be equal with the original, and then you authenticate it two times
up. In the archives, I told y'all to do that. With the affidavit of ownership,
right.
The Rob Ryder got a YouTube video on, and it's called Accepting the Deed. You want to accept the deed, do it the way he tell you to accept the deed, and then authenticate.
Word. Now, how would you? Okay.
So
how would one make a court
the law?
That?
You would show them the law that they can't, yo, I got the original deed. Or something that's just like the original deed. Feel me?
In fact, exactly. Well, my elder, once again, you done drop gems and the jewels is flying all over the place.
For
that,
for the
I bow
who
out.
Understand,
I humbly
they
thank
just
you,
got
God.
A remedy for their cribs, but hey, let's see.
I just got a remedy for the crib. Peace to the God.
Peace to the God. This may be a short show today. That don't mean we wasn't going to make it hot. I'm going to 773-569. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God, young man, young God. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing wonderful, magnificent.
Peace.
I know. I feel you, too.
Gee.
Yes.
I'm talking to my family. What's up, girl? How you been?
I've been fine. I'm looking forward to this Miami. I'm coming to see y'all in Miami, child.
Oh, right, you want to come on vacation. You don't really want to see us. You want to have fun in the sun in Miami.
You know I'm going to have a couple extra days, but you the purpose. Y'all the purpose.
You're going to be down on the beach,
on,
man. South Beach.
I mean,
let me
Monday,
find out you're
going
to be hanging out all night. You're going to go to the club at 10 and come back 10 in the morning.
Wait a minute, be quiet.
Don't
tell my husband he ain't coming.
Oh, my bad. I'm letting the cat out the bag. My bad.
Yeah.
Gonna be a club
lead.
Yes. You know,
it
when
up.
We go to Miami, we don't be doing nothing. All we do is go to the sandwich shop on South Beach. We might get there about 3-4 in the morning. But hold on, the sandwich shop is like a club itself.
Oh, yeah. Well, I want to explore the other part. I'd have been to South Beach a couple of times, but y'all on the
Oh, you going into North Beach or you going into Dade County with the Jamaicans?
Dade County is the Jamaicans. Thanks for telling me that. I'm going to be right down the street from y'all at the embassy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had a different hotel closer to the water, but they overbooked us, so we got to go with this one.
We like to stay on North Beach. We normally stay right down the street from South Beach.
Nice hotel.
Yeah, very nice hotel, but overbooked, man. What can we do? Well, I always like to stay in the hotel that we're having a seminar at. I don't like, you know, being in a different hotel and have to travel to do the seminar.
Yeah.
You know, Joey would do that shit, but I won't. I'm like, I like shit convenient. I want to wake up and walk downstairs to do the seminar.
Yeah, you know me, I'll rough it out.
I'm going I got the point set.
Exactly. But see, when you go to another hotel and all that, you end up being late to your own seminar. I can't do that, man. I gotta keep a certain level of professionalism.
Mm-hmm.
You know? First thing people be saying, that's just like black people, late for their own shit.
Yeah, they say we late.
See, I'm a Moor. I'm a Moor, so I can't be late. You feel me? Black people are late. Moors aren't.
Well, what about the ones like me? I'm the present time. I get there.
Yeah, see, I have a saying, and I tell this shit to Joey all the time. When you're early, you're on time. When you're on time, you're late. And when you're late, you're fired.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, young guys.
Now, Johnny, you know we know who this is, right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, cool. I look forward to seeing you.
There with y'all, sure will. But look, I got one little question.
What's up? This is Conversation Wednesday.
Well, I'm learning, you know. I get red light tickets, and I usually say something that's obvious. procured or I was in a criminal possession or something, but I wanted to try this little court thing because I don't know nothing about court. So
well,
I had to debate.
You're supposed to send the ticket back and put no contract and send it
I
back to him.
All of that.
Uh-huh. And you
I
still got to go to
free.
Court. They still.
Yep.
Now you should do a motion for dismissal with a motion to be heard. And it's going to be because of. First of all, you can't face your accuser. How are you going
to
question
that? No, they wouldn't even listen to me. They wouldn't even listen to me. When they asked me my name, that's what I was puzzled with. I told them, I said, I'm here as a natural person, and I'm the authorized representative. And I said, let me ask you a question. Do you did you take an oath to uphold the Constitution? He wouldn't answer that. He'd say, just look at the camera. Is that your vehicle? I said, I asked you a question. And since you're not going to give me your name, you can't contest this ticket. You're going to have to appeal it. I said, my constitution was violated, and I left out the door.
You did everything wrong, but fuck it, you tried.
Yes, you did.
So I had to get that part in there. My constitution was violated because it was being recorded.
Yeah, but you don't have constitutional rights. You have rights
oh,
that
I know.
Constitution protects.
Right. Constitutional protection rights.
Yeah, you should have studied a little more before you went in there busting shots.
We've all
been where you're at. Before we got good,
sure.
That's the type of stuff we did. It's
mm-hmm.
okay. It's perfectly
okay.
And
I get confused with private and the
well,
public.
The good
too,
thing
yeah.
is you're learning how not to be scared of them. You got to learn how to be not be scared before you can, you know, start whipping
right.
their butt.
Yeah,
so
I wasn't even
I'm glad
scared.
You went there and you wasn't scared to say what you wanted to say to them. So that's
mm-hmm.
a win right there.
Well, thank y'all for listening. I'm going to move on so I can hear some more good stuff. And thank you for
okay.
Monday and all the podcasts and everything, y'all.
All right, peace
no
to
problem.
The God.
We appreciate you.
All right, peace.
Peace to the God.
All right, I'm going 478-244. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God, Jonah. How you doing, brother?
What up, God?
Man, not much, man. Just kicking it in here, rapping with the homie. You know what I'm saying? Putting them up on the knowledge. I'm glad that you played all the commercial, you know what I'm saying, remedies, because Joe was able to hear that here, man. You know, his fiance.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Best to the child support to, you know,
yeah,
injunction.
They hearing
all
them goddamn testimonies,
yeah.
man. This shit is real.
Perfect
man.
Time.
You damn near going all our shows damn near hear testimony.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. It's so crazy, like when stuff just kind of pops in my head, I kind of just do it on the fly. So, like, I was sitting there at work just chilling, and it was like, you know, hey, go back and catch Jonah on when you was back on high frequency. You know what I mean? Just go ahead and
mm-hmm.
type into that real quick. And I'm like, okay, bet. So when I go listen, oh, man, I'm catching nugs like a mug. And
I did great
I mean?
Work over there, man, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
then, you know, I have been, you definitely had been saying, like, you know what I'm saying, go back and listen to some of them old shows that was over there. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, bet. Because you know me, I'm an archive guy, so I'm all in there. Plus, you know, I stay current or whatnot.
Well,
also,
you know why I like for y'all to listen to those old shows over there? Because then, you know, now Yousef is talking shit. But then he was giving nothing but homage. And y'all could hear the difference between my teachings and his. All he could do was sit back and learn like everyone else when I was teaching, when I was there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now he trying
yeah.
to act like it's something different.
And he know your teachers, like your teachers, because I was in that, Mess Ryan was in that Security Party Creditor one time. He
uh-huh.
attacked me, whatever, because I was telling, I was like, yo, everybody, I was like, yo, the process, that don't work. I put the code in there, and then I hit him with the, I was like, bro, y'all want y'all remedy? Just read your state constitution. And he came out of
uh-huh.
nowhere like, you know, they don't be having no remedy. They don't be got no court experience. I'm just laughing like, bro, you don't have no remedy. I've listened to the court experience.
He
I've,
has never done a lot of court experience.
It's crazy.
Listen, I just played niggas that was in court, my students in court, getting their remedy.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Right. And it's, yep. it's, but, you know, it's a bunch of newbies on that secure party creditor stuff. So,
right.
you know, they don't really know what's going on type of thing. And I'm just like, you know, hey, man, it is what it is. I know where the remedy at. And then he makes this one statement like, oh, I don't have to have the people to come and, you know, give testimony on the things that work. And I'm like, why not? Like, that makes
I don't have to have that. Like, the
crazy.
People come in and say that. I didn't
say
fucking
that.
Make
right.
that. Listen.
Right.
You
like,
can go back to the archives
testimony.
Over there, and every even Joey bounces over there telling about
right,
his
right.
testimony with the injunction when he
yeah,
first
yo,
did.
Yo, I did, yo. Yo,
people
that's
were
what got
glad
me
to
there.
Tell the truth. Glad to say,
yeah.
yo, that shit worked.
Because yeah. it brings everything. It makes you feel so good when you apply what you know and it, you
right.
see the remedy.
Yep.
And it's
wrong,
like, it's not,
here's another
it's
thing.
A,
if you go to hire a carpenter, a plumber, whatever, what's the first thing you ask that motherfucker for?
The estimate.
That and then, no. When you decide that you're going to use them, where's your referrals? Testimony
yeah.
is referrals.
Yeah, you got to see them. Got to see them stars with the reviews on my.
Right. What you? Why you think Yelp is a big ass app for computers? Because Yelp gives people the time to give their testimonies and say, yo, you can do business with this one, but don't go over there. Come on, man.
Yep.
You sound silly. He's trying to diss testimony now because he never had any and never will because he doesn't get people remedy.
Not at all.
Yep. It's crazy. Yep.
But didn't
few,
I tell you, Joey, that nigga Yusef and all of them being a secure party creditor on Facebook, being trolls and
oh,
hating?
Yeah.
I told you.
Oh, yeah. That's some haters, but it's okay though because it is what it is, bro. That's what
man,
they want to be on.
Yo,
let them be on that. We getting real remedy over here,
Jonah.
Yo,
I had
Yusef because Yusef said that no one got the answers. He admitted he ain't got the answers, but then
bullshit
he got the answers. Yo, nigga, that's how you feel. We got answers.
I'm here to tell y'all. I'm here to tell y'all firsthand. We got answers over here, dog.
Yeah, definitely. I mean. Y'all line of work speaks for itself. You know what I mean? Y'all stuff sells itself because it does what it's supposed to do. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's the true law. And it's you know what I'm saying? It's constitutional. So everything is in harmony all the way around. So
let me ask you a question though. You being at that site, why are they mad about the Constitution? Why they want to use any and everything but the Constitution? Like, people will say, Jonah, why don't we just say it's my religious rights? You don't have no religious rights except for the fact that it was protected by the Constitution. So now you can say religious rights.
Mm-hmm. I think because the one thing that's so simple, it seems so hard for people to grasp. It's kind of like when you give the information for free and you don't hear it, but you would rather pay for the same information that was given to you for free, it's kind of one of those situations. Like, it's so good, but it's so easy that it can't be true, but it's actual factual.
Right.
That's how I see it. And then the thing about it is, like, some of the gurus that are out there that know better still deter the people from it. And it's like,
yes.
I thought the whole thing was to get us back to what we used to be, to uplift that fallen humanity, to put us back in our rightful place.
Up in
but,
that site,
you know.
Trying to stop the newbies from fucking with the truth. I
yeah,
bet you had
crazy.
A hard-ass argument up there.
John, this man literally he had a show for about 2 hours right after because I made him mad because I was talking about the Constitution. He literally got on Facebook but YouTube and did a whole show.
Yep. Yusef, right? Uh-huh. I know.
Yeah, it's funny, man. Oh, man. But I ain't gonna hold the people up. I got a cool, quick question real quick. And
all
I
right.
think something I've been meaning to ask. And, you know, like I say, sometimes y'all teaching be so simple, you still miss it. So when it comes to when it comes to that affidavit that goes on that birth certificate, because it does state as one of the names and says certificate of title, were we supposed to sign that first, middle, last, or was it supposed to be last, first, middle?
I always signed everything as the creditor. Last, first, middle is the creditor, but it is the straw man. So I always sign everything last, first, middle when I'm dealing with the straw man. But if I'm dealing with most shit, I'm signing it as Jonah John Bay, the owner of Scott, Jonah John, and Jonah John Scott. You see what I'm saying?
Because I'm sure that question is something that probably been, and I mean, it's just been eating at me because I really just didn't know. But I filed it in my miscellaneous that way, first, middle, last. But I wrote everything in lowercase, like even the first letter.
Yes. And you were supposed to. Because that's minimus dementia, which is Latin for you retain all rights.
Okay, well, I did first, middle, last, but I just did it in all lowercase letters.
Yeah, that was correct.
Okay. Okay, cool. I think I caught that from like you did like a seminar or something. I think you broke some of those words down like that, I think. Yep.
Yes.
I just can't remember, but I wrote them down.
You know, that type of stuff. That's why you got to go into the archives, because that type of stuff, I don't go over no more.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Yeah.
I ain't got time to go over the new stuff and that old stuff. It's impossible.
Yeah. Let me real quick. I got something I want to just throw at you that I experienced.
Okay.
I was doing my, I was doing my discharge on my whip or whatnot. And I had requesting to get the 1099A and the 1096 from the IRS, they were saying.
Someone hit me up and said they didn't give them the 1099A. They sent them a 1099C, a 1099 whatever. They won't give up the A's no more.
Nah, let me tell you. So what happened was I had did it twice, and they were saying, like, oh, they haven't been released yet. We'll release them to you on time whenever they're supposed to be released. And I did this twice. So the second time, like a little notice in the mail, little poster card type thing, and told me that on the thing. So I'm like, all right. So I send in my discharge or whatever, but it's from 2017 on there. Even though I know it's 2018, I'm like, I'm just sending it in to see what happens. So after I send it in, I go down to my old crib because I just relocated to the city, so I'm in DeKalb County now. And so so now when I go back to my old apartment just to grab, the rest of my mail, when I get the packet, guess what? Now it's the 2018 joint.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I guess, okay, they must know that the kid doing something right. And so they was like, all right, go ahead and send him what he need. So I'm going to shoot my shot again with my second one.
Right. They've really been giving. And let me tell you why that's been happening. And I'm sorry, I got to bring up this dude's name. This dude is religiously selling Jonah Bay discharge webinar. Yusef, right?
Mm-hmm.
He got about four sites that he sells it on, right? So that is one of the most used remedies that I ever came with, because he keeps on selling it to people. So people are ordering them all the time, the 1099As.
They keep track of who's how they moving or certain things, so they know who's doing what they need to do.
I can't even remember the last time I sold that DVD, right? I sell it all the time as the ultimate bundle, but I'm talking about the individual DVD. I never sell. I always sell it in a bundle, but he sells it all day, every day. And the reason why I know this is because people who buy the DVD has questions, and they always get a consultation from them. That's how I know what's going on,
But and that's how people. And that's another way.
He's a damn agent.
That's how people find you.
Yep.
Do that. Yeah, what I'm saying? Because it's like, well, you don't know. Can't really explain it. So, and then they be like, "Who's Jonah Bay?"
Exactly.
And then it's boom.
Exactly.
Showtime. That's how I did. I stumbled upon it. Who's Jonah Bay? Let me see what Jonah Bay talking about. Next thing you know, I'm all in.
You got to ask yourself, why the hell is Yusef selling something to Jonah Bay? And I'm going to tell you why. He can't sell none of his own stuff. Nothing that he's made works. right? So he has to keep on selling my shit that works to this day. And that was some of the oldest shit. And I'm not going to lie. Our people, that's what they want to know. They want to know how to pay their bills.
Yeah.
You know? So that's always going to be a good seller because people always want to know how to pay their bills.
Yeah. My thing, for all the ones, don't look at just the paying of your bills. Look at the overall, the grand scheme of everything. The freedom that we trying to get out, we trying to make it so that we can take care of our own.
It's hard for a brother to say that ain't making, he don't make enough money to pay his bills. That's all he's interested in. You know what I mean? Because of his situation. Right. So I don't hate on that because I know people are in situations like that.
Yeah. But I think, well, like for me, I can speak for me as an example, like, maybe not making all that everybody else or just even on higher echelon or whatnot, but what I need and I put and I invest in what I need for that particular moment to get me across whatever hump it is, and then I move on. So I've been with Hindsight Family for over a year and a half now. So even though I got the ultimate bundle off the rip, I only moved accordingly to whatever my situation was, one thing at a time, and then it added, you know what I mean? And then
and
I was able
that's
to
the
help.
Best way to do it. That's the best way to do it. Because that ultimate bundle, boy, so much information that one, I mean, just one webinar would be like 4 to 8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? A webinar, 4 hours, the damn seminars is at least 8 to 16 hours. That's a lot of information. You got to take your time with that.
Yeah. No, definitely.
And then you might have to go back and listen to the archives so you really know how to utilize it.
Yeah. And I don't think a lot of people
went along with that. What were you saying?
I said, man, they got to connect them dots. Like, it's like the blueprint is so well laid out. Between the seminars, the DVDs, and the archives, I mean, you can't get it no better. You
it
really
all
can't.
Goes
the curriculum. Yeah, the curriculum is written. And everybody, you have to get on everybody's show. Don't just, you know, everybody has their favoritism. Everybody has their life. But Jokers is popping in everybody's shows because everybody's on. That's like Joey right now, right in there. You know Akeem is probably in the background. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's everywhere. So, you know, you got to get in there. You got to get in there because they listening and they chime in. So somebody's connecting dots and you never know who may come in there and drop jewels, whatever. They everywhere. Got to have the ears to hear.
True story. True story. Well, thank you for your
appreciate you.
All right, peace to the God, man.
Took me like 10 years, man, of studying, bro, to really get to the point. I mean, you know, 3 years, you get a overstanding. I think
yes, you do.
Once you're about a decade into this shit, man, you really
you the guru. You the guru after that.
Well, yeah. I mean, so you know, once you get into this shit, like we into it, man. I mean, it's your life. You know.
Yeah.
It ain't just us talking about it.
Right. You start living it, man. Eating, sleeping, doing everything to it.
Exactly.
True story. But yo, y'all, I gotta rest up my voice for the seminar this weekend. That's our show. Sorry I couldn't get to the rest of you callers. I see is a whole bunch of y'all. But I'll see y'all Monday. Peace to the gods, man. We out of here.
Peace to the gods. We out of here.